This message comes from 10 Things That Scare Me sponsor, BetterHelp. What's the right amount of socializing for you? Maybe you thrive around people, or maybe you need more alone time. Therapy can help you figure out your boundaries, how to recharge, and your social sweet spot, so you can build a social life that doesn't drain your battery. Try therapy with BetterHelp. It's entirely online, designed to be convenient, flexible, and suited to your schedule. Visit BetterHelp.com/10things today to get 10% off your first month.
Listener supported. WNYC Studios.
Beady lady, you are the one who snaps my control.
So, all right, so we're going to let's get it rocking. Number one, loneliness. My mother's by herself. My uncles was all by themselves. My grandmother, she never remarried. She was by herself. And I feel like, damn, I sometimes think it's the family curse. But then I realized that I like my peace of mind. You know, I like to come home and I can make my own meals. I can make my own lobsters and ravioli, whatever. I can get busy in the kitchen, right? If I'm going to give that up, it got to be really worth it. I don't get twisted. I get my times when I be around people. But my thing about it was I grew up in the Jex. I was around people my whole life. I'm tired of that shit. I don't have those problems right now. My phone ain't jumping. Where you at? What you doing? You got a bitch over there? I'm like, whoa. I ain't dealing with that shit. When I finally got my by myself peace of mind, I was like, oh, thank the Jesus. Number two, poverty is a mother hubba, boy. Any place there's poverty, there's going to be crime, there's going to be violence. You know, it's just going to be, the energy is going to be real low. It just makes you numb to a lot of things. You know, you are around on point all the time. Maybe one day I can put my guards down, but right now, it's rough. And it drains you. It drains your battery. That shit is glued and It's just rough. Number three, Dracula's dog scared the crap out of me when I was a kid. That was an old movie. My cousin took me to go see that, and the dogs were all Doberman pinches, and they was chasing people, and you know, and back then a lot of stray dogs was running around. So I had a fear of getting bit by dogs back then when I was a kid. You know, as you get older and get stronger and become a man, you know, you kick dogs in the face and, you know, you can defend yourself a little more better. But when you're a little kid, you're kind of a little frail, you know, everything looks big to you, you know. I go back to my old places where I used to live. I used to thought it was huge. Now I see it when I'm a grown man, like, damn, I just was just tiny as hell. Number four. Rejection. I had found out early in my age, if I could take a no, I could talk to anybody I want in the world. If a man can take rejection, he can talk to anybody in the world. What's she gonna tell you? Just no. All right, have a nice day. That's it. All right. You know, I became more cocky. Oh, no? All right, but it's your loss, baby. It's your loss. Number five, if I'm always winning, you get soft. So you need a little resistance to knock you down so you can get back up and be like, you know what? Now I got to go back harder now. You know what I'm saying? But I know people that have never had any resistance, and they are douchebags. They are douchebags. But I've been taking losses my whole life. I always lost. You know? Oh, my goodness. I've fell in front of a crowd of 10,000 people in between the speakers and got stuck. Yeah, that was a douchebag moment. No, that was a douchebag moment. But when I got out, I jumped back on stage. I started rocking again. Number six, I'm not afraid to go to Staten Island. I'm just afraid of what I'm going to do in certain situations. See, the hood, when you become successful, is different, you know. People are jealous, man. You can't be around. Now I know why the rich hate the poor and the poor hate the rich. You know, I'm not trying to get shot for dumb shit, you know. So why would I want to go put myself in that situation? Number seven, I used to have a fear of being in the booth when I came out of prison. My first couple of mic sessions of trying to rhyme, I couldn't get to the beat. I used to have dreams that I was trying to punch something with all my might. And it would be so feather. It would just be feather. I couldn't hit the target. That was my nightmare I had. And then one day, it just clicked, and I was back in the pocket. Number eight, my whole life, I had Italian girlfriends. So, you know, Staten Island's different. Because, you know, you got your blacks over here, you got your Italians over here. Everybody's kind of segregated, so you kind of stay in your own little area. And then occasionally you have some, you know, got Italian friends, so you go to the area and hang out with them. And, you know, when I went to Jersey, that's when I realized that, you know, you black. I was like, what? Huh? Who? What? I'm what? You black? Oh, what's that mean? I'm like, dude, this is 2000 Blasey Blue. Women want to sit on a penis, they can sit on anybody's penis they want to. I didn't realize that there's people in America that never even seen a black person before, up close and personal. We came out the Jimmy Fallon, and it was a line of little white kids coming in. I could tell they never seen the black person up close and personal. It was like five of my brothers getting in, Wu-Tang Clams getting in the elevator. They didn't know who he was. I know they didn't know who he was. They were little shorty was in. I gave him the wink. I said, "What's up, little man?" His face lit up. He was like, he didn't know what to do. I was like, "Dad, he never saw a black man in life, little." He probably live in the urban somewhere in America. And it's like, it's the same thing in the hood. A lot of black people probably never came across, you know, certain areas. They never dealt with white people. So they scared to death of the white people for some apparent reason. They can't function around that shit. Like, what the fuck, what y'all doing with me? It's a lot of fear in that issue too. Am I afraid of that? At one time I was. I got rid of that too. Number nine, I'm scared of pussy ass police officers popping me because they scared of their situation and they shouldn't even join the force. If you so fucking scared, why you join the force if you terrified like that? I got into a situation where, you know, my ex-girl, she got on my damn fucking nerves because she was cheating on me with some dude. I snatched her phone. She called the cops on me. So I'm coming out the building, and I'm going to my garage to get in my car. Police swarm you. Get up against the wall. He said, "Give her back her phone." But hold up, this is where it gets crazy. I went to go reach for the phone. This motherfucker pulled the gun out and cocked the hammer back. When you pull a hammer back, that means you get ready to shoot me, motherfucker. Over a fucking phone. Like I said, I ain't scared of motherfucker, but I told him, like I said, you a pussy, B. Jesus Christ, fellas. Y'all are some pussies. Take your hand off your gun, officer. Your life is not in jeopardy. I'm just a black man. TV has warped your brain. Everything is okay here, Mr. Blasey Bloom. Everything is all right. And 10. When you get a certain age, you want to go. I've seen this many a times from my old relatives. I'm tired. I'm going. Yo, that motherfucker been here. She said, I've been here too long. I'm tired of this shit. What am I gonna do? I can't do nothing. I'm old. We all gonna be there. But no, I'm not there yet. I have my days. Where I'm like, why are you fucking with me on this planet Earth? Oh, these motherfuckers. This is you, God, Lamont Hawkins, and these are 10 things that used to scare me.
You, God, is one of the founding members of the Wu-Tang Clan. The 10 Things team includes Amy Pearl, Daniel Guimet, Odelia Rubin, Sarah Sandbach, Emily Botine, and Paula Schumann. Music and sound design by Isaac Jones. You know what scares me? Going bald. What are you scared of? Tell us at 10thingspodcast.org.
We are so complex with our jealousy and our hate and our this and our that and our fears, our insecurities, and all that shit piled on top of a mass of meat and heart and veins and brains.